As this is the last chapel service of the regular term for this year, the chapel committee wishes to express its appreciation to all who participated in the chapel services throughout the year, and to welcome this morning the Community Baptist Church of Wake Forest for the observance of the Lord's Supper. We are very grateful to the church and to its pastor, the Reverend Roy M. Tucker, for sharing this observance with us. Mr. Tucker is a native of LaGrange, Georgia, and a graduate of Mercy University. It's with great pleasure, Mr. Tucker, that we welcome you to lead us in worship at this time.
The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Our hymn this morning is number 327, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And I invite you reading with me responsively, responsive reading number 84, the Lord's Supper. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do welcome the sweet hour of prayer. We pray, our Father, now that as we pause before thee, that we may be strengthened with thy love, thy mercy, thy guidance, that we may be assured of thy presence in our midst at this time. Our Father, at this time of the year when we as seminary students are facing the exam period, testing period, we pray that we may do so with honor and integrity. For we realize, our Father, that our testing here will only be minor compared to the testing that we will have to undergo in our lives in this world in trying to win others to thee. And we pray, our Father, that we all may show forth the Christian spirit, not only this time of the year, but at every time that we live and every moment that we may show forth Jesus Christ living in us. Now, Father, as we come this morning to the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, we pray that we may do so with remembrance that Jesus was not only crucified, but he was resurrected, and he is living today in the hearts of Christian people everywhere around the world. And we pray, our Father, that we may take this thought with us as we have depressing moments in our lives, that we may find the joy of thy salvation and the assurance that Jesus does live with us and walk with us even today. We pray that thou wouldst forgive us all of our many sins and shortcomings against thee. Bless our lives not only in this place, but as we remove ourselves from this place into the uttermost parts of the world for thy name's sake. For all of these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. This is an awesome hour that we come to in many respects. An awesome hour in remembrance of our Lord's sacrifice for us. Three facts make this hour perhaps more awesome than it normally would be. When we realize that we are in divine presence even now. This has been true from the days of old that we as people have been in divine presence. In Zephaniah that I read a few moments ago, the prophet said, "The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee." In the New Testament, our Lord said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." A little later on in history, the Apostle Paul wrote the words, "Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?" So we are in the midst of divine presence. He is closer than the air that we breathe. Secondly, we are in the midst of divine power. We can read about this power in our Bible, all the way through the Bible. David in the 2 Samuel 22:33 says, "God is my strength and my power." David also says in Psalm 29:11, "The Lord will give strength unto his people." Luke, the physician, said, "They were all amazed at the power of God." And again, our Lord said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." We still have this power today as the writers of the scripture proclaim that they had the power and profess they had the power, but we don't appreciate the power because we don't understand it many times. We have not many times because we ask not. The power is there, but many times we don't ask for their power so that we not receive it. We're this way about many things in life. We don't appreciate the things we do have about us. Mr. Russell Conwell, in a book that he has written called Acres of Diamonds, tells a story about a man who lived in Pennsylvania, who lived on a farm there, and he became dissatisfied with the surrounding countryside, his farm and what he had, and he wrote to his brother-in-law of his that lived in Canada. This is during the time that coal oil was first discovered on this continent. It was discovered first in the wilds of Canada. He wrote this brother-in-law and said, "I want to come to work for you and I want to help you drill for oil." And the brother-in-law wrote back and said, "Well, I appreciate your offer to help me, but I can't accept someone working for me who does not really know about coal oil, and you don't really know about it." Well, at this, the man went to the library and found many books on coal oil and studied about coal oil from the beginning of time, when the great dinosaurs walked the earth and all the great monsters that lived and died and decayed and made the elements that we have in the earth today. And he wrote back to his brother-in-law then and said, "Now I've learned all about coal oil and everything there is. So now I want to work for you." The story continues that the man then sold his farm for $833 and no cents. He went to Canada to work for his brother-in-law, and the man that he sold it to was working with his new property one day, and he came across an old creek that was all boarded up by a plank, and it looked like it was scum on the water. The previous owner had put the plank there because his cattle would not drink out of the scum of the creek, and he dammed it up.
man did a little checking around. He found that here on the farm was about $100,000 worth of coal oil. And again, I say, the man sold his farm. He got for $833 and no cents. We don't appreciate the things that are about us. We are uncertain about the power that Jesus has for us even today. Then thirdly, we hold in our hands divine promises from our Lord's book, the Bible. God never has, and he never will, fail to keep any of his promises. We have many promises in his book. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man shall open the door to me, I will come in and sit with him." Again, he says, God knows you have need of all the things of the world, but if you will seek first the kingdom of God, then all these things will be added unto you. We have many promises like this we could talk about, but these three facts make this hour indeed an awesome hour. Let us remember these things each time that we observe the Lord's Supper, each time that we might have any reason, any cause for any depression in our life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask again that thou wouldst come into our presence in a knowing way, that thou wouldst make us aware of the divine promises, the divine power, and the divine presence of thy being. We pray now that as we go into the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, that we might remember that it was for us that Jesus sacrificed himself, that it was for our sins that he died on Calvary's cross, and it was for us that thou allowed this thing to be in thy great love and mercy and compassion on each of us. We know, our Father, that we are not worthy of such love. We ask that we might receive it and that we might be made more worthy to bear his name. For our prayer is in his name. Amen. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat." And they said unto him, "Where wilt thou that we prepare?" And he said unto them, "Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And you shall say unto the good man of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber? Where is the Passover? Where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready." And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And it said that our Lord and his disciples sat around the table that last time before he was to be crucified. But he broke the bread and told his disciples, "And this is my body, which is given for you." Oh. Our Father, in the awesomeness of this hour, we do pray that you might remember that it was for us that Jesus sacrificed his body, his life upon this earth. And we pray, our Father, that as we partake of this bread and sacrificial remembrance and of the sacrifice that he made for us, that we might love him more, that we might love one another more, that we might do away with our prejudices and our biases and our hatreds that are built up within ourselves. We pray, our Father, that we might have the Spirit of Jesus Christ, as he loved all men in every walk of life, and that he sacrificed his life for every man. For our Father, we do pray these things in his name. Amen. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as the fathers who ate and died, but whosoever eateth of this bread shall live forever. It said that after the bread was passed around and the disciples and Jesus ate thereof, he passed the cup to the disciples and said, "This is my blood, poured out for you the remission of sin." Our Father, as we partake of the cup now, we do pray that you might remember that it was for us that Jesus did shed his blood, that it for us that his heart was broken as he was nailed to the cross at Calvary, that it was for us that he did come to this earth. It is for us that he does intercede with God even now. And do pray, our Father, that we might be worthy to drink of this cup, to eat of this bread. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. According to the law, I may almost say that all things are cleansed with blood. And apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and we proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Drink ye all. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. It is said at the conclusion of the Lord's Supper that they all sang a hymn and went out. So now let us all stand together and for our benediction sing the first verse of Blessed Be the Tie That Binds.